Tide Magic, The Many Faces of Ister Flit by Claire Harlow. It was called Nimble Lane because nobody ever knew exactly where it was going to be. Some people claim they'd been led to its entrance by a strange drift of music. Others said the trick to finding it was to stand on the corner of Bell Street and Bread Street and wait for the wind to change. It was clear to Ister Flit that none of those people had ever been there. Lucky them, she thought. Turning away from the river that unfurled in the afternoon light like a wide grey tongue. Nothing good came of a visit to Nimble Lane at the best of times, and the timing of this particular summons was far from ideal. The tide was coming in, sending tingles down Ister's arms and sighing in her ears. Mist was drifting in too. She gave a shiver that had nothing to do with the chill. Magic, mist, and darkness. That was what the monsters liked. At least high tide was over half an hour away, and dusk further off still. Nevertheless, if it had been up to her, Ister would have hurried indoors before the magic climbed any higher. But a blue handkerchief had been pinned to the awning of the eel shack, and that was the signal. So instead, she set out through the honeycomb of streets to the south of Shipwright's Square, pausing every few paces to take a deep sniff of air so cold it made her shudder, despite the thickness of her oversized black coat.